With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An earthquake that struck Russia's Far East makes the top 10 list of the strongest quakes ever recorded. Correspondent Ben Thomas says the impact is being felt far and wide.
Tsunami warning sirens in Honolulu Tuesday evening, where people sought higher ground after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Damage and evacuations were reported in Russian regions nearest the epicenter, and the local governor reported the first tsunami hit the main settlement on Russia's Kuril Islands.
Tsunami fears sent people heading for higher ground along parts of the U.S. West Coast, as well as in Alaska and parts of Hawaii. And while there have been some tsunami waves, Hawaii's tsunami warning has been downgraded to an advisory. New York City police say a gunman who killed four people in a Manhattan skyscraper before taking his own life claimed to have a brain disease linked to contact sports. Police say Shane Tamora, who played high school football, tried to target the NFL's headquarters in the building, but he took the wrong elevator. A Senate bill would give Americans a piece of the pie, a share of the Trump tariffs windfall.
Senator Josh Hawley has introduced a bill that would provide $600 tariff rebates to nearly all Americans and their dependent children. Hawley said in a statement, like President Trump proposed, my legislation would allow hardworking Americans to benefit from the wealth that Trump's tariffs are returning to this country. The legislation would be modeled on the direct payments Congress authorized in the 2020 CARES Act. Bob Agner reporting.
The Federal Reserve announces its latest interest rate decision this afternoon. The central bank expected to leave rates unchanged. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 5 points and NASDAQ futures are up 34 points. This is SRN News. New poll asks pastors about politics.
The Lifeway Research Survey wanted to know how many Protestant pastors were experiencing conflict in their churches over political matters. Amongst mainline Protestant clergy, 31% say politics has been causing problems in their congregation. But for evangelical pastors, the percentage drops to 9, as it does for pastors of black churches. The numbers seem to suggest that politics might not be as big a problem as many observers fear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholicism is on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once dominated. Today, dozens of churches being transformed into everything from gyms and restaurants to museums and luxury apartments. The rate of regular church attendance among Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to one of the lowest as religious faith in general declines across the country. This is SRN News. A growing number of Americans are joining the Millionaires Club.
A report from Swiss bank UBS finds about 1 in 10 American adults now has a net worth of at least $1 million, with 1,000 new millionaires added every day last year. That milestone, once reserved for celebrities and CEOs, is increasingly being reached by everyday Americans thanks to rising home values, stock market gains, and decades of retirement savings. With inflation, $1 million no longer stretches as far as it once did, and many millionaires' wealth is tied up in houses and 401ks, but seven-figure status still holds symbolic weight. Keith Peters, Washington.
Several days of investigative hearings into January's deadly mid-air collision between a military helicopter and a passenger plane over Washington getting underway today. More details at SRNNews.com.